Welcome to the Opawa Baptist Podcast. If you'd like to find out more about our church, visit us on any Sunday or online at opawa.org.nz.
Nancy was transfixed in wonder, her nose pressed close to the shop window. Oh, how marvellous to have that for Christmas, she thought. I really, really, really want it. It's just so lovely. Mason's toy box had drawn generations of eager children over the years to its shop of dreams and delights. For weeks now, Nancy had made her way to the shop window, partly excited and partly in dread to find it sold. No, it was still in the window center front, the focal point of a Christmas display surrounded by sparkling tinsel. The object of her desire slowly revolved on a turntable, so every niche and every angle could be explored and appreciated. Nancy knew every minute detail of the Victorian doll's house. She sighed with longing as the open back turned to reveal three floors and tiny attic rooms fitted with perfect miniature furniture and figures. It was a craftsman's creation, handmade to scale, each room wallpapered, carpeted, draped, and crammed with household items. Only a child's finger could enter the rooms and move these small implements. If only I could have it, she thought. Earlier, Nancy had shown her mother and hoped for her support. Mother peered at the price ticket and exclaimed, "Good gracious, Nancy, it's £5. You need a new pair of winter shoes before a doll's house." "Sorry, dear, it's not possible this year." Nancy felt deflated. Emptying her money box onto her bed, she carefully counted the coins. She and her brother Tom had worked all summer collecting bottles and rags and papers for Sullivan's Yard. Between them, they earned 8 shillings. Tom had not been well. Mother said he was born chesty. His coughing at night annoyed Nancy sometimes, but she felt sorry for him. He didn't get to go out much, couldn't run and play football with his mates, but he enjoyed his train set indoors. She loved Tom. He was always happy and contented with life, whereas she was impatient. Her money totaled 30 shillings and 9 pence. Hot tears of disappointment ran down her cheeks. "It's not fair. Not nearly enough. I'll never get it. Why aren't we rich?" Her sobs drew Tom to the bedroom. Confiding her secret hopes, he sat down beside her. "Don't cry, Nancy. Look, I've got about 3 shillings in my box and 10 shillings in savings. You can have it all if you want." Nancy felt a surge of love wash over her. Typically, he would give away all he had to make someone else happy. "Oh, no, Tom, I couldn't do that, but thanks anyway." He gave her a tight hug. The following Saturday, she returned to the shop and went inside for one last look. Her eye caught sight of a shiny green train displayed on the counter. She fingered it, imagining the look on Tom's face unwrapping it on Christmas morning. Tom always wanted a proper train to lead his carriages. Wouldn't he love this one? The box was marked £3. Too much. Mr. Mason had watched the little girl and seemed to understand her dilemma. Reaching under the counter, he produced another train. "I've been saving this for someone special. Been reduced because its box is scuffed and the cab has a small scratch. How about 30 shillings? Nancy hardly noticed the doll's house on her way out, clutching this precious parcel. Tom is special. Wasn't he willing to give her all his savings, so couldn't she do the same for him? The true spirit of Christmas entered her heart with joy as she sped home with her gift. At Christmas, we remember our Lord, who selflessly gave of himself that we might live. As it says in Philippians chapter 2, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in the appearance of a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That, I suggest to you, is what Christmas is about and where it fits in our story. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us today and always. Amen. Thank you.